Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Babli, Daf Chav Ches, beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches and Aleph at the Mishnah. Kol ha'naaseh domim ba'achah, kevin shezocha ze nischayav ze b'chalifon. Any item that's used like money to buy something else, as soon as one person makes an acquisition, the other person becomes responsible for the other item. Ketzad, hichlif shor b'par oy chamor b'shor, kevin shezocha ze nischayav ze b'chalifon. For example, if an ox is exchanged for a cow, or a donkey for an ox, as soon as one person acquires, the other person becomes responsible. Rishus ha'gavoya b'kesev rishus ha'hedjet b'chazoka. Acquisition to and from hektish is done with money, non-hektish is done by taking possession. Amirasi le'gavoya k'misirasi le'hedjet. Declaring that one is giving something to hektish is like handing it over. The Gemara says, Tanan taninan ze'a klal kolem etaltrin koinim ze'ezeh. Gemara brings from a Mishnah in Masechet Bava Metzia. This is the rule: all movables can acquire each other, meaning by exchanging them, and this is called a kin chalip, an acquisition through exchange. Rabbi Abba, Rav Huna b'shem Rav, afilu tzivo b'tziverin. Rabbi Abba, Rav Huna, quoting Rav, said even if the exchange was done with the piles of items located in two different places. Amalei v'lozer l'shaninu ele kol anas edomim be'echad olvad davar shu tzarech l'shem. Rabbi Elazar responded, well, the Mishnah is only discussing when the value of one of the items is unknown and needs evaluation. If the values of both items are known, it's not a kinei chalipin. Asya de Rav Chuna, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Kishitasi. Rav Chuna follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Elazar follows his own opinion elsewhere. The Tanin and Taman, Ha'achim Ha'shutfin, Shechayavim Ha'kolben, Veturim Mimasa Behema, or Shechayavim Mimasa Behema, Veturim Min Ha'kolben. The Mishnah in Masechet Shkolim that says brothers who divided their father's estate and then became partners were obligated to pay kalbayin, which is like any other pair of people who gave a whole shekel for both of them instead of each giving a machsa shekel, a half shekel. Now, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, every Jewish man was required to give a machsa shekel, a half shekel, to the Beis Hamikdash. One opinion holds that whenever the machsa shekel is given, a kalbayin, an extra coin is added. The other opinion holds he must only give a kalbayin if another denomination was used and needed to be exchanged. They are exempt from separating masa behema, which is the tithe of one of the animals given to the kohen, for all animals born during the partnership, because the pasuk exempts partners from separating. Whenever partners are obligated to masa behema, they are exempt from paying the kalbayin. Loza, the hein shecholku gadim keneged tayoshim, tayoshim keneged gadim, avim cholku gadim keneged gadim, tayoshim keneged tayoshim. The Blazer says that this applies as long as they divide the animals in a way that one receives the kids and the other receives the goats, or vice versa, because they didn't truthfully receive their actual inheritance, but rather an equivalent value. But if at the very beginning they divided and received equally each type of animal, it's considered that they received their actual inheritance and they must give Masa Behema. Whereas the Yochanan says, even if they received equally, each type of animal, they are considered like buyers and must separate masa behema. The Tanin and Taman, ha-lakuach va-nitin loy matona potem masa behema, ha-achim ha-shutvin ha-shechayovim be-kolboin patumim masa behema, v'shechalkoi v'chozu v'nishtatu v'shechayovim masa behema patumim min-kolboin v'shulei chalkoi. And we bring a proof from a Mishnah in Bechoyrus, an animal that was bought or received as a gift is exempt from masa behema. However, the case of Masechet Shkolim, or the brothers who became partners who are obligated in paying the korban and are exempt from Masa Behema, is talking about when they divided and then again became partners. If they didn't divide, they're obligated in Masa Behema and exempt from korban. And this proves that Rabbi Elazar follows his opinion that it's not called an acquisition unless an evaluation was first made. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if they did not evaluate and divide, it's considered to be an acquisition. This is like Rabbi Huno said that a kin chalipin can be made without evaluation. The Abba b'shem of Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, lezeh paro lezeh chamor, yechlifu es she'ozeh lezeh v'she'ozeh lezeh, moshach bala chamor es haparo, uba bala paro lemshoich es hachamor, v'nimsa shemesa hachamor, bala chamor tzorech l'avi raya she'ayis hachamoroi, kayemes v'shoach shemoshach z'haparo, she'kol ha'mitzi mechaveiru olva raya, chutz min ha'chalipin. The Abba quoting of Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, so that if a person owned a cow and another person owned a donkey and they exchanged, if the donkey owner performed mashicha on the cow, and the cow owner came to perform a shticha on the donkey and found out to be dead, the donkey owner must bring proof that his donkey had been alive at the time of the acquisition. This is because of the Torah concept that we say that the onus of proof is upon the one who wishes to extract money. The exception to this rule is the case of Kein Chalipin, since the one who took possession is actually in doubt over the acquisition, we rule in favor of the original owner. Manda lo sava dar milsa lo sava ben azikin klum. And whoever does not understand this law does not understand the laws of damages at all. Amar Bizeira va'ana li na savala. Bizeira said, but I do not agree to it. Amar Bi'aba lo Bizeira masnisa pliga al Shmuel. Bi'aba said to Bizeira that there is a bris that contradicts Shmuel. Hayu bar mumim voida be'savia ha'av sach lavi raya. If a betrothed woman was found to have blemishes while still in her father's house, her father must bring proof to her husband that those blemishes did not exist before the betrothal in order for her to receive her ksuba money. But according to Shmuel, shouldn't the husband also have to bring proof, since he's claiming that the marriage was under false pretenses and he would like his kedushin money back from her father? The students of Rabbi Yonah answered that we could say that the kedushin money was only a small amount for which the husband would not usually reclaim. The Lama of Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Chizkia, Selikin, Mishaol, Beshlamei, Rabbi Yosef, and Melech Minei. There was once a story that Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Pinchas, and Rabbi Chizkia went to visit Rabbi Yosef to learn from him about the opinion of Shmuel. Amalei, Masnisa, Messiah, Lishmuel. They said to Rabbi Yosef, we have a Baisa that supports Shmuel. Nechas, Lavashis, Abal, Abal, Sach, Lavi, Raya. If she entered the domain of her husband, and blemishes were discovered, the husband has to bring proof upon divorce in order to not pay a ksuba that the blemishes were present before the betrothal. Or shouldn't the father have to bring proof in order to extract the ksuba money from the husband? Rather, it supports Shmuel that when the acquisition is in doubt, the onus of proof is on the one who is in possession. And we reject that. Shmuel agrees that if the cow owner performed mashicha on the donkey, he has to bring proof. Yet also, since the husband married her, it's as if he performed mashicha and he has to bring proof that she had these blemishes before she was married. The Abba of Hamnuna of Adaba Achma Bashem Rav Mocha Lepoa Madomim the Chakea. The Abba Rav Hamnuna, Rav Adaba Achva, quoting Rav, said that if he agreed to sell him a cow that had not yet paid, and the seller was pressuring him for payment, Amalei hav li inun pritaya. The seller says, give me the money. Amalei ma ad bai minayin. The buyer says, why do you want the money? Amalei mivun le chamor. The seller said, I want to buy a donkey. Moshach bala power is a chamor, le nigris a power. The buyer offers a donkey to the seller instead of payment, but it was not an acquisition of chalipin, and therefore if the cow owner, means the seller, took the donkey, the buyer did not acquire the cow since it was not chalipin. Chamor, marashikna, but did the seller acquire the donkey? Rabbi Abba Amar Nignis, Rabbi Yosef Omer Einan Nignis. Rabbi Abba said that he did acquire it, Rabbi Yosef said he did not acquire it. Tav Rabbi Abba de Einan Chalipin, release Einan Chalipin. Rabbi Abba thought that it was an act of chalipin, but in fact it was actually a sale, so the seller had the wrong intent and there's no acquisition. Rabbi Mana b'shem Rabbi Yosi, sometimes this type of situation would work to make an acquisition as if it was the beginning of the deal for both of them. How is it? He sold the cow for money and the buyer left some of the money with him. The next day the buyer found the seller waiting for him and asked him why he was there. Amalei bar inun putaya, and the seller said, I want the rest of the money. Amalei ma'ad bar minhoin. The buyer asked, why do you want it? Amalei mizvenli chad chamor. The seller says, I want to buy a donkey. Amalei harei chamor lefanecha. So the buyer said, we'll take this donkey. Moshach ze leikana ze, moshach ze leikana ze, ele ze, kana labsmoi, ze kana labsmoi. The taking of each of them does not make an acquisition for the other, as it's not chalipin, rather each person is taking is a separate acquisition for himself. The Mishnah taught that acquisition to and from Hekdesh is done with money, non-hektisch is done by taking possession. Ketzad, gizna, shenochan, mois, hektisch, b'metaltelin, kona hektisch, b'chamokim, shu, shenehemar, l'ashem ha'ol, samloya, tevi, v'yeshiva. How is this? If a temple treasurer gave hektish money for movables, hektish acquires it wherever it may be, as the Pasuk says in Tilim, in Perikof Dalad, Pasuk Aleph, Hashem is the earth and its contents, the land and those that inhabit it. The Mishnah taught that declaring that one is giving something to hektish is like handing it over. How is this? If a person bought a cow from Hekdush for 200 zuz, and before he had bought the 200, the price of the cow depreciated to 100, he must still pay 200, and this is because declaring that one is giving something to Hekdush is like handing it over. If he bought a cow from Hekdush for 100 and before he had bought the 100 it had appreciated in value to 200, he must pay 200. As the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perkov Zayin Pasuk Yutes, he shall add a fifth of the money value to it and it shall be his. If he adds to the price, it becomes his, but if not, it does not become his.
If
a person said, this ox is an oil offering, this house is an offering, Hekdesh acquires them wherever they are, as it says that we had before, so Hashem is the earth and its contents, etc. But if it was given to non-Hekdesh, the acquisition only takes place when he takes possession of it.